Hi, this is a dictation for Margaret Watts, MARGARETWATTS, Margaret Watts. Date of birth is 6/25/47, date of accident 9/7/2022, and date of service is 1/20/2023. This is a follow-up visit. Margaret Watts was seen for ongoing issues. She has reported a automobile accident as the sole cause of the all the symptoms that happened on 9/7/2022. However, we have not seen this patient until 1/9/2022, when she was seen 10 days ago as a first new patient. She was complaining of, in the beginning, pain in the neck and the lower back, pain in the right hip, right knee and right ankle, and radiation of pain to the right shoulder to right thumb, with the difficulty in lifting the right shoulder beyond 90 degrees. She, by profession, is a nurse at Riverview Hospital. However, she doesn't work hard. She doesn't lift anything heavy. She had an accident on 9/7/2022, as a T-bone accident on the passenger side. Allegedly, she reported that she had no treatment at all since the accident. And she just saw her primary care doctor one time, and she tried some aquatic physical therapy. Apparently, she doesn't have a whole lot of pain, and she has started physical therapy. And today, now she reports that she has no money, so she has to go back to work despite the pains that she has. So she is planning to join the work as soon as possible, which is now. And she is telling me that her pain in the lower back is only 5. The pain in the right shoulder is 3. And right elbow 4. Right hand is 4. Pain in the right knee and right ankle is reported to be 5. No radiation is reported in the upper extremities or lower extremities or to the toes or the fingers. Pain level is from 3 to 5, and the ADLs are affected 4 on a scale of 1 to 10. 50% pain is improved. ADLs are not affected beyond 4 at this time. In the system review, patient reports mild headaches, which are 4 on a scale of 1 to 10. And they are not associated with any dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, blackout, fainting, difficulty sleeping, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration, or loss of memory. There is anxiety and nightmares. Other than that, nothing else is positive. The headaches are also improved 70%. Overall, the patient is better 50 to 60%. In the pain and numbness, patient reports that there is a neck stiffness, shoulder stiffness, nerve hip pain, right knee pain, right ankle and foot pain. In the GI, patient has no digestive problems, but denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowels. In the GU, there is a frequency of urination, but there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient report that the patient is feeling slightly better, and she is feeling as much better to be able to go to work now. There is no changes in medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any of the trauma. Current pain medications are none. Substance abuse, none. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, pulses, blood pressure is 131/61, pulse is 74, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam will be same from previous visit, which is 1/9/2023, dictation number 0112-096. Please use general review, musculoskeletal exam, and extremities examination. Thank you. and musculature examination only. The diagnosis is the same plan. As per patient wish, patient is being released to a full duty job, and she has been advised to continue home therapy program. She can continue outpatient therapy if she chooses. The MRI have not been ordered yet, so they will be on hold since already patient is going to work. The damage to the car was not significant. Car was not totaled. She is provided with Mobic 15 milligram daily for anti-inflammatory Acifex, 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection. Tylenol 4, once a day PRN for pain only. Xanax 1 milligram PRN for anxiety. Nurontin 600 milligram PRN. Furoscid 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for headaches. Patient continues physical therapy 3 times per week to neck, mid back, and lower back, along with shoulder, elbow, wrist, hip, and knee, all the areas where there is a soft tissue injury, with traction massage. The patient is finally released. No other disabilities are checked. Under dictation, thank you.